welcome to another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS. Nina, you go first.
Hi, my name is Nina and we just did facial at the Peachy Skin Bar.
Yes, I'm Sylvia and we did. That's why you might realize our makeup a bit the gal. This is because it's red girls and we are trying to cover up.
Yeah. That is right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
The ASMR sound of the day is... In case you're listening this on Spotify, it's actually just my Etude House, the lip gloss, lip tint sound.
Right. Yeah. Below $10, right?
I'm not very sure because it's free ones. So I only use free makeup, yeah.
Okay, so today's topic is something that I don't know very well.
Oh.
Okay? But Nina knows very well and I'm quite shocked, okay?
But apparently when I'm researching on this topic, right, It screams out to me a lot.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so... Okay, so this thing has been very in lately. Okay,
yes.
Maybe I'm late into the game, lah, but on TikTok, right, there are actually a lot of people giving toxic dating advices.
Mm.
Yeah, and then like they teach you how to be toxic, but it's up to you how you want to receive it. Lah. Like maybe if it spells out toxic to you and you don't want to be toxic, right, then you just go the opposite, lah, I guess. Lah. Yeah. So what is going to happen today is we are going to look at some of the popular TikToks and we are going to react to it.
Right. Mm. So, okay, my question is actually, right, these people know they are toxic, right?
They know. That's why they are teaching people. They are the gurus of toxic. If not, why they do the TikTok on how to be toxic, right?
Why does it exist, ah?
Well, I think the common misconception about this, right, is that people think that if you are toxic, you'll get the other party to like you more. It's a very manipulative thing.
Wait, so like, this actually has what, proven to have positive results when dating or what? No, because I'm very confused. It's like me making a dog where I beat my dog and I say, how to abuse a dog? No, in my opinion, I'm like, why does this kind of video exist? Like, how to be toxic in a relationship? It's like these kind of things, right? Like, why would anybody teach anyone?
Because maybe the objective is, right, for example, one of these TikTok videos I see is how to be toxic so that like he's hooked onto you, you know. It's like black magic in a legit style.
Okay, so they're sharing these toxic methods because even though the methods are toxic, it seems to get them success in dating, is it?
I'm not sure whether it's for dating or for TikTok because apparently, right, the comments can vary. Mm. So like some people will be like, no, this is not toxic. I do this on the daily.
No. Okay, yeah. I mean, I can expect your answers for today's quiz.
Yeah.
But before we continue, I just want to say, right, I received very positive feedback, right, that the last one when we did the quiz and we did it on the PDF on our IG, do you know a lot of people actually screenshot and play with their boyfriend?
That is great.
Yeah.
That is great. That's the whole objective of it.
Yeah, so maybe we can do something very similar for this one as well, so you can play along with us. Okay, so it should be on our IG by now. Okay, or you can just listen along and we will react together to see if this is toxic or not.
I just want to put a disclaimer before we go into it first, okay? We are not advocating, right, being toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if it shouts out to you and you don't want to be toxic, right, then maybe lah, yeah, you will need to watch these TikToks, right, and to find out how not to be toxic. But if it doesn't feel toxic to you and it has always worked for you and you got like very good feedbacks and reviews from it, right, go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're watching the first one, right?
Three words, one little motto, cheat just in case. Wow, that sounds so bad. Hear me out really fast. Let's think about this in perspective, okay? In about a couple months, you're gonna realize, yep, he was in fact cheating on me the whole time. And you know what? You don't have to feel bad about it because you cheated just in case, okay? You went on that date. You let that man fly you out. You did whatever it was that you wanted to do. You were not manipulated. And you can take that to the grave with you, baby. I love you.
Wow, this is horrible. I am personally known to be trashy, right? But this is way beyond my level.
Let's do toxic scale 1 to 10, okay? Toxic scale 1 to 10. 3, 2, 1,
1,000. Hey, this is on another level of paranoia also.
Yeah, it is so scary.
She's just... Okay, so basically what she's saying is, no matter what you do, just cheat. So that if you cheat, you don't feel so bad because you also cheat, man, right? Did I get it wrong? It's pretty much what she said, right?
You know what's my favorite part?
What?
After the advice,
I love you.
No, girl, this advice is not even based on love. You don't anyhow talk like that as if you really are sharing something positive with the world. You're really telling people to be toxic and I love you.
But I'm not sure whether is this meant to be satire or not.
No, because she really means it. Okay, now, wow, this is the dark side of TikTok. That is why, you know, I am quite seldom on TikTok. Okay, Nina.
Yeah?
Have you ever met anyone who has, you know, done something that is like similar to her advice?
So, why I'm so shocked is because, right, there are cheating cases around me, but none of it is, how to say, channeled by this kind of motivation, you know? So, like, I mean, a lot of people cheat is like, yeah, situations, put them into it, blah, 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 blah. But nobody that I know of, right, cheat because, right, lucky I cheat first. If not, later you cheat right there, I feel like shit. So I'm a bit amazed by how she even get this perspective. Yeah, that she will always cheat first. So the guy who's going to date her will be like, oh my God, I better lock her up in a room if I want to date her.
I would say that it sounds like, okay, I'm not going to go to judge, okay? I'm just going to say that if you actually think that this advice is good, right, my suggestion is just pick up first. It's really okay one.
Yeah, and I think that, girl, I don't know what you went through in your life, right, for you to come up with an advice like this. Yeah. But probably, yeah, probably you might need to see someone to help you resolve your problems.
It is true, eh. And I'm saying that only because there's 155k likes. Yeah. That means a lot of people also feel that this is okay.
Either that or they experience it themselves, lah.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, we're not here to judge, but if it was me, nope, I would just break up.
Yeah.
Serious question. What would you ladies do if a man asks you to split the bill on the first date?
Okay, so believe it or not, I've actually been in this situation before, and I think this is the perfect way to handle it. So when the bill comes, if he asks to split it with you, the audacity, then I would just be like, yeah, no problem. Split the bill, don't make a fuss. And after the date, go no contact, okay? You don't need to text him and be like, thanks for a great time, because you paid for yourself. However, if he tries asking you out a second time, then I would say this. Oh, you mean like on a date? And if he was like, yeah, obviously, then I would be like, oh, okay, I guess I'm just surprised because I didn't think you were interested in me last time. And then he's probably gonna be like, why? And then you can be like, well, typically if I split the bill with a guy, it's more of like a friend thing. And the reason this is a good reply is because he's probably gonna feel a little embarrassed, which he should. It's not chivalrous. And you're also asserting your standard in a really classy way. Hit the plus to follow for more and good luck.
I just want to say, right, this is not the standards of the women that I know around me, lah.
So wait, your standard is what?
I will fight for the bill. I will pay for the guy on the first date.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to make my stand first.
I don't know, leh. Wait, I'm very scared now to say the wrong thing, because is it bad if girls pay? I'm quite used to splitting the bill.
Oh.
Do you split the bill when you go on a date?
Okay, honestly, usually, right, I will fight for the bill so I can say next time you pay. So I will still see the person again, ma, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Then if I'm not going to see the person again, at least I know I don't come in that person anything.
Babe, I know what you mean. It's actually the same thing for me, right? So rather than split the bill, right, it's really the you pay, then the next time it's me. And then it also encourages you all to meet again.
Exactly, yeah.
I know exactly what
you
mean.
Then I got an excuse to say, yeah, so when are you trading next? You know, like, yeah, yeah, something like that, la.
Actually, even if my friends, I also do that, you know, like with you or like Kitten, when we go out, right, it's always, oh, if this time it's Kitten, then the next time it's Nina.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just not a Singaporean thing to split the bill like that.
But I feel that for her to expect the guy to pay, and like if he doesn't pay, right, then it's like as though like he's faulted for that already. That is wrong, lah. I mean, I'm not sure what age she, like what kind of generation she's living in, lah. She don't look like a boomer to me also. So I'm just a bit confused where maybe her mother taught her that, lah.
Right, because she said like the perfect reply. She it's very clear she thinks it's a very good advice. I think she actually don't think it's toxic. I want to say she seems very sincere.
Follow for more.
Yeah, like here. I want to give it to her because it seems like she's genuinely trying to help people out there.
Why? I'm very confused by this, because if I think about it in different perspectives, right, maybe the standards that other men have set for her is that that is why she feels that it's only right if you pay, because last time all the guys who are into me will pay, ma.
Right.
Yeah.
And I also think it also depends, because I think I have friends also, right, like when they go on dates, right, that the guy will naturally pay. You know, not saying that they won't pay for the next round, like, but for the first date, right, they usually let the guy pay, simply because, right, it's just for like, I don't know, in a way it's like formality, like, hey, this is really a date, like we are like going for that kind of relationship vibe, so we're gonna treat it as like, okay, this is the first date, the guy pays, let him be. Like what she mentioned, you know, like the chivalrous, you know, like very manly. Oh. You know, like let him do that for the first time to officiate things. But then after that they split or what, they don't care anymore.
Hey, you know what not? Maybe that's right, yeah. Because right, all the dates that I go on and I like force myself to pay all like nothing happened. So maybe I should start letting the guys pay for me.
The first one.
Yeah, then later like, it's not like I drive you home. It's more like you book a Grab now, you send me home, then you call a valet and then you help me send my car home also. Is it like that?
I think it's just the first one has some certain like symbol,
some meaning to it. Like.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, that's very interesting.
Oh my god, guys. Okay, guys, this is for guys only. If you're a girl, don't gay can go and comment, okay? Mm. So if you're a guy, tell us, okay, is it y'all want to pay to really like, it's a symbol or something that we don't know of?
Mm.
Because if now we know, pay, y'all pay.
Yeah,
okay.
Correct. If I know the reasoning behind it, right, yeah. I won't even bring wallet out anymore, you know, on my first date. Yeah, yeah.
And also because like, you know, I order so much, that's why I tend to pay myself.
Right, yes.
Maybe the first day I'll eat at home some rice first. And then when I go there, I just order one appetizer, you know, so that it's easy on your wallet. No, because you know, sometimes when I order a lot, I will pay for the meal because I feel like I eat the majority of it.
Okay.
But you know, let us know. Maybe we should order some chicken rice to eat beforehand.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how toxic is this?
5.
I also say 5.
Yeah.
Because now my perspective shift already.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's some symbol that we don't know about.
I feel that the very next date that I'm going to, I really not gonna bring wallet. Okay?
Yeah. Click here to follow and give it a like.
Click here to follow. Like and share. Oh, no, it's not. Click here for more. You next time?
Yeah.
Boys, you need to stop being so fucking available. And here is why. Have you ever heard the phrase, oh, they want what they can't have? Well, that is girls in a nutshell. We are constantly chasing. And the problem that a lot of you boys run into is you're always there for us. It all comes down to being desirable. Everybody wants what is desirable. Whether it be the Balenciagas or the Tesla, people want what is in high demand. And boys, I have a newsflash for you. When you're at her beck and call, you're being too easy to get. Boys all the time ask me, Annabelle, how do I get out of the friend zone? And the first thing that I tell them is stop being so fucking available. Something that is desirable is not easy to get. You need to put the ball back in your court. And I'm going to help you do that.
Full of amour.
Oh my god, again.
Hey, who hurt these women?
Who hurt them?
I'm very scared. No, I'm getting more and more scared because it seems like another person who genuinely, I don't think she will hashtag this toxic dating advice. I think she's going to hashtag it as genuine love advice.
I just feel that these things doesn't apply to everything.
Correct.
But the way that she put it is like, every person you approach, this is the way to do it so that he will be hung up over you, right? But I don't think it actually makes sense to me.
Mm.
Yeah, because if two people are in love or like into each other, right? Mm. There's no need for this kind of thing, ma.
Yes.
Right? There's no need for games.
Okay, on a toxic scale of 0 to 10, how toxic do you think this is? 3, 2, 1, 10.
Oh, yeah. The two that I reserve is if the guy is taking advantage of you, then obviously you also cannot make yourself so available. Like he only find you because he want you to cook for him.
Oh.
He only find you because he want you to massage him today. You know? This kind of thing, then yes, don't make yourself too available. Then I will say, I advise, really don't be so available.
Okay, that's true.
So I save two for that.
Yes. Yeah. I also have met slutty girlfriends, right? Last time they know like the guys like them, right? She'll make them send them around, you know, from places to places, but nothing beyond that.
Oh, are you referring to me, huh? Wait, willing buyer, willing seller, okay? Hey, you cannot don't give context, huh? Then you call me out like that one, eh?
I didn't even call you out. You also call yourself
because I know you're talking about me, but you never give context, huh?
Okay, actually, I was not talking about you, but it's very funny.
But it is me, because I know that I ever told Sylvia this situation before.
Right.
There's this guy that liked me, right? Mm. I mean, okay, he did not declare his love to me or anything, but it's quite obvious that he probably takes some interest in me, lah. But since he never say anything and he always volunteer, like when I got root canal, then I cannot drive, then he say, okay, Lord, I drive you. Or when I say, I want to eat Boon Lay Nasi Lemak, then he will bring me go there. Mm. Then I say I want tapau for Sylvia, then he will bring me to tapau for Sylvia. La. Like, it's very transactional because like, I also buy things for him, treat him to eat and all that. Why? It's not like I don't okay. And if he need me, I'm always there also the alright.
No. No, guys, I'm just laughing because she thinks I'm talking about
the way you look at me. I know you're talking about me. You don't deny it.
Because I knew that you would think it's really you.
But you were talking about me.
No, it sounds like a behavior.
Only for that one person, lor, please.
Wait lah. Okay, no.
And he sent me to JB to...
you need to stop it. She's outing herself, everyone. She's outing herself this round. I knew she does something like that. But I also know that you and him are really friends, right? Mm. But no, I genuinely, last time when I was working events, right? Mm-hmm. There used to be... And you know, like events is really like a different location every day. Mm. And I was working on the job for about a year. Mm. So every night we will end at, you know, 11, 12. So there was this girl. She always have this guy to pick her up at whatever strange ass timing or wherever location. I'm at Marina Barrage, he also there to pick her up. Then it turns out, right, he's not her boyfriend, you know.
But she got boyfriend.
No, she don't have boyfriend.
Okay.
Then she always say, 我的司机来了. No, then I feel like, right, the whole time, I feel like she was just making use of this guy because like he likes her so much and every day he'll just pick her up as a like a grab like that lor. And I think like she talks to us and share with us, like we go ask like, who is this guy? I always beat you up. Then she say, yeah, this guy like me, I don't like him bad, but he want to fetch me every day or that kind of vibe.
But the problem is, right, like I always say this, willing buyer, willing seller ma, right? So if he knows that this is all I'm getting, which is the time to send her home, then okay, both party knows about it, then it's fine.
Then do you think in this case the guy shouldn't make himself so available?
I feel that she's giving a very generic advice. It's as though everybody should apply this, but I guess with context you can apply this,
right? That's why you give the tool. It's for these guys who drive event girls home. Don't
No, because they also get something out of it, ma, right? So obviously they also do it. But if let's say you don't get anything out of it, like for example, today you stay in this house, nice house, right? Then every time, right, this person want to come here just to treat the aircon.
Okay, I get what you mean. Okay, sending people home, at least there's an exchange of time. And there's like this time that
investment.
This exchange. Rather than he come here and take your things. Like always borrow your soy sauce. Correct. Like the whole bottle he used to use.
Yes.
Okay, then that's not okay.
Correct.
Okay, I get the context now. But it's so funny.
Wow, headache.
Okay. I get it. But still, to me, this advice, toxic. I don't believe in it.
Next one.
3 reasons you shouldn't text him first. Number 1, it's desperate and you know it. Because let's face it, the only reason you're even thinking of texting him is because he's not texting you. And now you're worried you're not gonna hear from him. Which brings me to reason number 2. When you act on that desperation, he is subconsciously gonna see that you are prioritizing him, which in turn is gonna make him think of you as an option. And whenever that happens, men pull away. Which brings me to reason number 3. Let's say you do text him. What are you realistically gonna say? Hey, how's your week going? Okay, I mean, you could. But ultimately, the point of texting is to meet up. So unless you actually plan on asking this guy out, which you know you shouldn't have to do, then there's no point. If he texted you before, he's more than capable of texting you again. And anyone who says, it's 2021, you can text him first, is either a beta male, a fuckboy, or in a relationship where they settled. Tap that plus sign to follow for more, and good luck.
Wow.
Oh my god, is she like the TikTok love guru?
I kind of like pity the guy that's gonna date her. Cause she have all these ideas in her head, right?
What do you feel about texting?
I mean, maybe I'm old already lah. I just feel that it's nothing wrong if you want to text first or what. Like if you really want to know something and he's not replying you, then you better chase him and ask him. He better have the sense of urgency to reply you if it's something that you need to know. But if let's say it's like something very casual that you don't need the answer to, then just wait lah. Sometimes people busy what? But I know you're anxious though.
I generally I would like to say I'm also not huge on texting, right? But I get it why like texting is a big deal in relationship, because some of my friends are huge texters. And the general thing that I hear is that people only think it's an issue because maybe when they started dating or like the first 2 weeks, wow, they text each other like every hour on the phone, you know, your WhatsApp bing bing bang bang, you know. Right, but suddenly after 2 weeks, right, it's like,
he went back to his normal schedule, you know, like he don't text me in the morning, he don't text me in the afternoon, or maybe he just text me morning and night, and then in the middle don't have. You know, and then the girls will start wondering, oh my god, why did he disappear? You know, that kind of vibe. But my answer to that is he went back to work.
Yeah, that's why. It cannot be all like sprinkles and confettis all the time.
I think it's an expectation thing. So, you know, I think it's a thing that I need to tell the guys. So when you go back to your schedule, right, you also need to say one, you know, like actually, you know, that first 2 weeks, you know, I really actually very into you, right? And we work out this texting schedule, right? But it's actually not very sustainable for me and my lifestyle. So I need to be honest with you here that actually, huh, I can only do morning and night, you know, and then in the middle, maybe at tea break, I'll text you again. Like, there just needs to be that conversation, like, what a schedule looks like this, so expect this. Because I do get it, that the girls will naturally think, oh my god, he's pulling away. Like, oh my god, he liked me for 2 weeks only, meh. You know?
Well, I think my advice is, right, right straight from day dot, 没有这样大的头就不要戴这样大的帽. So if you know that you cannot keep up with the texting, then don't set the expectation for somebody also lah.
I know what you mean. And I got a friend, right, he's a guy.
It's not me, huh?
It's not you. He's a guy. Okay. And he actually believes that. Because I got say one, I thought you really like this girl, why are you not texting her? He's like, I don't want to let her have the misconception that I will be so available as a person one. And I was like, oh, you're the most mature and responsible bro I have ever met. But not all girls or guys are like that. Even some girls also, you know, like they can text a lot at the start and then they disappear. So I think before you disappear or before you like dwindle down on the texting, you need to like acknowledge first, like, the 2 weeks was fun and I really like it, but it's really not sustainable anymore. And let's work out something.
Yeah.
That's what should be going on, rather than her saying like, it's desperate. Like, I don't think the girls are desperate to text back, because like, I'm so used to you texting me 24/7. What? Like, let's say, okay, my friend, she's dating somebody like this now, and this is exactly what's happening, right? She'll say, what, he used to ask me for lunch break, like, babe, how's lunch? Like, now he don't even ask that. Is he don't like me anymore? Then in my personal opinion, it's like, I kind of know why, like, because I know the guy also, he's working on.
Yeah.
Like, I really yeah. know he's a work man. Like, I saw him literally. But like, to her is, why he could do it 2 weeks ago, now he cannot.
I just feel that in this TikTok, she gave 3 reasons why you shouldn't text first, right? But there are many more reasons why it's okay for you to text first also. Yeah, so you have to look at your expectations when you are approaching someone that you are going to communicate with. La.
And it's not desperate, okay? So don't...
No lah, it's not desperate lah. Desperate is like, he say, tonight I don't want to see you, then you appear at the house, then you take off your shirt. That one will be desperate lah. But this one, texting only what? The most is what? You only got 2 things. One, he reply or he don't reply. That's all. How is that desperate?
Right. Yes, that is the real desperate, okay? Yeah. Texting is okay.
If you're a guy, what's like the perfect way to pull a girl? Is it to not give her all the attention in the beginning?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I like here's the motherfucking tea, and this is such toxic advice, and I hate that I'm going to tell you guys this, but the best way to get a girl, give her a lot of attention, take it away. Give her a little bit of attention, take it away. Give her attention again, take it away. In a way, this works for guys too, ladies, so I'm not just like hating, but like, so then you take it away, she wants it. She's gonna be nicer to you, she's gonna be talking to you more, all this shit. Give her a little bit back, like reward her a little bit for that, and then she'll get super excited and like happy and like feel reward, like you were saying, after a chase. But you can't do it for too long. You have to do it for a sliver amount of time.
So what about somebody that has like so many people wanting them and they're like talking to like 4 or 5 people a day? Would you say that would still work?
Yes, because no one else is doing that. They're either
fuck them.
Oh, I like that.
Oh my god! To the extent that the guy actually said, oh, I like that, it's as though he is gonna use this. That is actually quite scary.
Everyone, this is the scariest episode I have ever done, because I don't know, this kind of stuff happens outside. What is going on? This is so toxic. I can't believe she's sharing this advice as a female as well.
I'm a bit shook right now.
I'm very shook, because this just tells me one thing. Like, she doesn't respect the humans around her. Because if you respect people around you, you won't treat them like how you train a dog. That is literally how I train my dog, to do tricks, right? When she was like 4 weeks old, right? I will, you know, tell her, oh, okay, if you want this treat, right, then you do this paw, right? And then she will learn to paw and then I get a treat. Because this is what she's doing. Give her a bit of attention and they take it away. Give her a bit of attention and they take it away. This is literally like carrot and the stick. If you feel that this advice is a good advice and you find yourself nodding, I want you to rethink this, okay? You cannot treat people like they are animals. I don't know, what is this? This is like manipulating, you know? This is terrible.
I just feel that if somebody do that to me, right? Give me attention, then don't give, then give me, then don't give, right? I just feel that this person is flaky AF, and that is one of my number one cannot stand one, which is flakiness, right? Mm. So I don't feel that that is actually attractive. It doesn't mean that you give attention, you don't give, you are rewarding the person and you're actually pulling the person further away from you. Now, this is how to pull any guy or girl. You'll pull them away from you, yes, law, if you use this method.
Oh no, what's going on in the world?
Why? Well, I don't know. I mean, if you are really just trying to be toxic for the sake of being toxic and you want to do this, then you have no respect for people, or like what you said, like, you really have no respect for people.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you choose to engage in it, it just means that you have to relook at yourself, or like, perhaps really I didn't treat this person with respect.
Yeah, and why would you want someone to think that this is okay? Like, some people really take relationships very seriously. When they're going to be so hurt.
Yeah.
They're going to be so upset with themselves. You know, like, why you want someone to be so unstable, to feel so unstable about the relationship, or whether you are dating or whatever, lah, it actually projects out something very negative for the other party.
Yeah, and relationship is supposed to be a really, really nice thing. But, you know, using all these tactics, right? You cannot use a negative tactic and hope that, oh, it will end up to be a very fulfilling relationship. It won't happen that way. Input equals the output. If the input is toxic, the output will be toxic.
I mean, your intention to go in and do that is already wrong. Yeah. Unless you are saying, like, for us, we work day by day, our schedules vary, right? Mm. But if you come in straight away, it's like, okay, my strategy is I got 2 days give attention, 3 days don't give attention, you know? That is absolutely wrong. There's no formula in relationship to me, lah. And please, lah, all these things, I tell you, these people, most of them, right, maybe no dating experience, one, then they just anyhow put on TikTok. You also don't know, ma, right? So, don't take it so seriously because you feel like you're at your wit's end already, you know? Mm.
Yes, if you're at your wit's end, however, read feel a book. Free, yes, to read a book, you know, or drop us, you know, a confession. We will try to reply you in a very sensible way.
Yeah.
You know, we'll try our best. If we can't, we'll tell you, you know, who to go to or what resources to look out for. Please don't follow all these things. I feel so terrible.
Basically, if you need to resort to all these things to make a relationship work, right? All I'm saying is that this relationship is probably not healthy for you.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, but on a good note, on a very, very positive note, okay? Mm-hmm. This just shows us that trashiness is relative. Okay? So when you are faced with such high trashiness, Nina is looking like Mother Mary today.
Wow.
I clap for you.
Thank you. I learned something today, really. I really learned so many things that there are some things that I unconsciously did that probably will make people think that I'm toxic. Mm. But if I learn how to communicate, which is the thing that I really can't do, probably I will not be so misunderstood all the time. Yeah, so among all of this, right, I mean, they are all equally toxic, but I want to give a special mention to the very first TikTok that we saw, which is the one cheat just in case. Yeah, the one that I love, you know, right? That is the one that I feel is the most toxic among all these things.
Okay, for me, all are terrible because you know why? You know why we feel so stressed right now? And I'm sure if you're listening in, you'll feel very stressed also because they're giving advice, right, for you to enter a relationship. But did any of this advice tell you are lovable, you are worth it, you are great as you are, like you should find somebody who match yourself and your vibe and your vibe high together? No, none of this is telling you that. Like, we are walking away feeling like, hey, maybe I have to do this, if not I don't get love, I have to do that, if not, you know, I better cheat first. This advice is really not coming from a place of love, and that is why perhaps, you know, that's one thing that we can take away. If you walk away not feeling inspired or empowered, never mind, take it down, right? And then start scrolling on TikTok, right? Go and start liking some cat videos and then change your algorithm up a little bit. Looking at animal videos are going to help your life a lot more than this.
If you take these advices, right, it will only instill more fear in you and it's going to make you less confident than you already are.
Correct. Yeah. So don't listen, and I want you to know that you're really enough, right? And we really love you, Ta. I love you.
I love you. Follow for more.
And with that, okay? Mm. We want to hear your thoughts on this, okay? And what is the most toxic advice, right, you have actually taken in your life and now suddenly you realize, oh my God, I've listened to something terrible and I actually did it. Tell us so that, you know, we can, you know, all hear your stories and then let others see so they don't fall into this trap that these advice are good, okay? Yes. So with that, what is our ASMR sound of the day? Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS.
Bye.
Love you. Follow for more.